This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to shift gears back to you, because I know you shouldn't get into the case too much, but it's come out in the news that basically everybody said, no, it's all made up, or one or two just won't even testify, and the stories have all fallen apart. What's the time frame here? How do we support you? Because we've got a lot more of the interview coming up. You've been gracious to give us an hour and a half, but I just want to get it on record that you are under attack, because you're confident, you're strong, you know you're in this position, you're not backing down, you've got a great attitude. But at the same time, people need to know that if we don't support you, we don't spread the word, we're basically aiding the enemy to take you down. So how do we nonviolently, peacefully support you and your brother?
Absolutely. I super appreciate that. I ask everyone to please go to CobraTake.com and sign up for my completely free email list. And that is a fantastic way to support me, and I keep everybody updated with my case. A very quick one-minute version of my case is as follows. An American girl was sponsored by a liberal NGO to come over here. She visited for 5 days and then accused me of kidnap. She's accused 7 other men of kidnap in her life. One of them actually killed himself from the pressure. So she is a professional. The Romanian authorities reacted to her phone call, as they should, to be fair to them. When a woman says she's kidnapped, came into the house, realized no one was kidnapped, released us after 2 hours. That was in April last year. For the 9 months after that, we were followed at direction of a foreign intelligence agency, which was commanding Romania to do so. We were arrested again and accused of human trafficking because 2 girls we know, we helped them make TikTok videos. We told them how to be popular on TikTok. Yes, you heard me correctly. We helped some of our friends be popular on TikTok. Then these 2 girls were supposedly victims. Those 2 girls have come out with videos saying we are not victims. They've made 10 videos saying we are not victims. We do not want the Tates in jail. They have never hurt us. They are our friends, and the state is saying they are brainwashed. So the current case against me has nobody in the stand against me. The 2 victims on my side, and the state trying to put me in jail for 10 years for helping my friends make videos on TikTok.
And that's all on record now. Everything you said is on record. The problem is now you have a government that doesn't want to be proven wrong. That's why this is so dangerous.
That's right. That's right. This is a very important point now. Romania doesn't want to be proven wrong. And I don't hold any ill will against Romania. I have to be honest. I mean, I've lived here for a very long time. I know Romania very well.
No, you've been a big booster of it. People love it.
I'm a big booster of it. I'm a big booster of Romania, and I know they're traditionally conservatively minded. I think there's someone else behind this whole game. I don't want to say too much, but I think we all understand what I'm saying. And I have nothing against Romania. Now I have my faith in the Romanian judicial system to be a sovereign nation and resist outside influences and say, no, this is garbage, and he's never done anything wrong within the borders of our country. And that's what we're going to see what happens. Because now we're in a process, as a judicial process. It might take 6 months. It might take 2 years. I don't know. I think distance from the event is probably a tactic that is in the minds of the people who understand that this nobody believes this anymore. But we're going to have to see what happens, and I have to put my faith in God and my faith in the Romanian judicial system, because I don't think it's their fault. I think someone from the outside said, get him, and they tried very hard, but I'm a good person. And usually what happens when you investigate someone for 18 months to the level they've investigated me is you find something. Normally what happens is they find what they want. The problem with me is they couldn't find anything. So now we're in this very unique scenario where they've tried very hard, they couldn't find what they wanted, and we're going to court with absolute garbage, and we're going to have to see how this all plays out. But to answer the question, the initial question, I really super appreciate the support. Please, everybody, go to CobraTake.com. My email list is completely free, and I keep everybody updated on the case and how they can support me.
All right, I've got 1,000 questions in the roughly 45 minutes we've got left here, but where do you want to go next?
That's a really good question. I'd like to talk about I personally believe that 2024 is a huge, I think it's going to be even bigger than culture. I think it could be the end of Western civilization if it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go. I really think it's the final chance. And I don't want to be assassinated, and I certainly would never kill myself. But I think it would be an interesting conversation for us to talk about whether they are going to be able to do again what they did before. Because if they don't, they're going to lose. And I think that caged, desperate tigers, cornered tigers are sometimes the most dangerous. And I don't know what they have up their sleeve. What are they going to possibly even try? Because if we lose in 2024... It's over for the whole idea of democracy. It's over for the whole idea of belief in the system. It's over for the whole Western world. It's over for the dollar. It's over for everything, isn't it?
What's the election in real time? Interest in art.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Me and Tristan argued about this. Tristan goes, Trump's going to kill us. You're not going to rig it. And even my brother goes, you can't rig the U.S. election. I said, watch this. We're watching it. For the first time in history, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, never done before, they stop counting. A water pipe has burst in Georgia. A court ruling in Nevada says that because of the way the polls were done, we need 24 hours for the bunch of garbage legislation.
Why? I'm telling you why.
Burst all the mail-in ballots, and Joe Biden's ahead now. What's funny is they opened up the mail-in ballots, and in some states it's just 300,000 he was losing by, and they're all 100% for Joe Biden. 300,000 votes, not one for Trump, not one for the independent candidates, all, every single one for Joe Biden.
But you need to check the sources.
Okay, I'll show you the graph.
Yes.
I've shown you a graph which shows, the graph shows, because they're stupid enough, that the graph actually shows the votes, right? And you can see that at 4 a.m. on a random Wednesday, Biden goes straight up. This is fucking rigged.
Right.
What's the odds of that happening? Considering that every other state, it was 58%, 56%, 57%. 100% of every single mail-in vote was for Joe Biden. This is obviously rigged. You can see it on the graph. This is a rigging. And then, we're just getting started, my friend. So then Trump goes, this is rigging.
This is the state of Wisconsin, right?
Correct. Trump's winning, and bang, this happens at 4 a.m. overnight. Boom. Straight up. How is that not rigged?
Well, that's right. They're the multinational corporations are trying to bring in a global cashless society and sell it up and make everybody else poor as a tool of control. Mexico isn't poor because they don't have smart people or resources. The system decided to keep people poor and have a tiny elite. America is the only country that consciously decided to try to make everybody wealthy if they worked hard. That's why everybody came here. And it seems like only a few areas of Eastern Europe are even trying to embrace that right now. And it's certainly not perfect, as you know. But I don't think people realize that everybody says this election is the most important. But everybody knows, undoubtedly, this is the big one. This is the big enchilada. And you're a stalwart, not backing down in the face of all this. Trump's not backing down. Watching him in four indictments, facing 700 years in jail, totally indicting him in Georgia. It's in the indictment for tweeting about how they shut down the Atlanta County counting facility. They say we didn't do that. They announced it in a press conference and closed it and kept voting. I mean, even if Trump's got issues and he's not perfect, to watch him being crucified and being so confident, so strong like you, it's not an act. It's very empowering and a great example to me. But I got to ask you, you seem stronger under attack, and that's got to shake up your enemies.
Well, that's the thing, because they want me to cower or cuck. What they're trying to do is, because I inspire so many people, if they can break me, they can break the souls of millions of people by extension. And also what they're trying to do, they're hoping that I will believe I can reason with these psychopaths. I don't think I can reason with people who hate me. They hate me. They hate everything I stand for. They hate the way I walk. They hate the way I look. They hate the way I think. They hate my ideas. They hate my relationships with my brother. They hate my friends. They hate everything about me. I have no interest in trying to reason with them. I'm not going to stand up and say, well, maybe if I talk a little bit softer, they'll be nice to me. No, I don't operate under that frame. It's like Churchill. Churchill said, no, we're not going to negotiate with Hitler. There's no point in negotiating with this man.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
I'm not here to negotiate with anybody. If you're going to destroy me, do it. I'm going to hold my head high. I'm going to walk into court with my head held high before I get dragged off to jail. I'm not going to cuck or cower, because that's a spiritual loss. You can do what you want to my body. You can put me in jail, but you won't break my spirit. A spiritual victory is enough for me. I know I'm innocent. I know I've done nothing wrong. I know I tell the truth. I know I help people. I'm not going to back down or cower or give up. And Trump knows he's innocent, too. And sometimes in these scenarios where you don't stand a chance, technically, legally, when you're dealing with apparatus of man, which has been rigged against you because humans are imperfect, all you can do is look to God and understand the truth of your heart, the truth of your soul, and aim for a spiritual victory. And you have a spiritual victory of a man as a man by having your head held high. If they were about to shoot me in the head by firing squad, I would go down with my head held high with a smile on my face. I'm not going to fucking cry. You're going to shoot me anyway. You're going to shoot me anyway. So they're going to do what they're going to do to me, and they're going to do what they do to Trump anyway. The best thing we can do is act like men, because that pleases God. And you know what's funny? What's funny about the world is, if you please God, if you act with honor and integrity and you do the right thing and God likes you, it's amazing how favored you become. Some people will call it lucky. I don't call it that. I call it favored. When you act the right way, it's amazing what God will give you. And almost sometimes in impossible odds, you manage to pull it off. People go, how did they do that? Because you made God happy. God is watching all of these things. And these people who think they can just throw people in jail on some garbage are going to see that there is a karmic retribution in the universe. And that the truth is on our side. And I know exactly how Trump feels. Trump is waking up frustrated, angry, but he sees himself serving a purpose higher than these orchestrated pretend Shakespearean plays, these corrupt systems of man. And he says, you know what, I'm going to walk in there, and the only person I'm interested in pleasing is God. I'm going to walk in there like a man. That's how it has to be done.
Well, Trump has told me that. He's told Roger Stone that. He realized this is history. He didn't know how bad America was screwed up. And now it's all about being a man and not bowing to these people. And now that he knows how evil they are, he's even stronger, because he knows, no, I'm the good guy. I want prosperity. I want freedom. I'm not. These people are scum, and so I'm going in. It's like a game of chicken, and we're not going to turn off the rope one way or another.
The good guys have always been losing, Alex. Think about it. Any video game, you're the good guy. The boss has more health. Hey, look at World War II. England was surrounded by itself. The good guys have always been losing. The harder they hammer somebody with a genuine warrior spirit when they know they're telling the truth. It's always been this way since the dawn of human time. It's never been the good guys have the bad guys completely outnumbered and it's an easy fight for the good guys. It just doesn't work that way. It seems to be that evil always has the advantage, but somehow good wins in the end. It's always been that way. And when you know you're on the side of truth, you have to understand that's how it's always been. You can't be a king without having people try to take your empire. It's happened to you, it's happened to me, it's happening to Trump. At every single point in human history, if you were a king and you had lands and you had an empire, there were people outside of your empire prodding the defenses and trying to find a way to attack you and chop your head off. If you're going to tell the truth and be a king with an empire, they're going to come for you. You either have to shut up and work at Starbucks to take your injections, or you can wake up and be a man and understand that war is certain, battle is certain, victory is certain if you believe in God, and there's going to be times where it's going to be rough. There's going to be temporary losses in the battle, but we can win the war, and this is how it has to be done.
Well, absolutely. And we're totally simpatico because we're telling the truth here. Right before you went on that incredible layout there that you just did, that grand slam, I was about to say, because I've read the writings of George Washington, his hundreds of letters, they're in the Library of Congress. It's incredible. Talks about the Illuminati and just it's amazing. And I mean, I read basically all of them that I can read. Some are so blurred you can't read them, but there's been books published with them reposted. And he literally gave the same speech you just said. 6-year war with the greatest empire the world's ever seen. No one had beaten them. They beat Napoleon just a few years later. And George Washington said, they're in the wrong. They're enslaving us. I'm going to persevere. I'm not going to back down. Good is always outnumbered at first. I trust in God. There's a famous paintings that have been done of, you know, George Washington praying in the snow, because he would really sometimes pray for like hours. They'd come into his tent and be praying. And he had a vision that they would win. He went 5.5 years, total defeat, but persevered. And then all of a sudden, they won every battle after that. All of a sudden, there was wind in their sails. All of a sudden, everything cleared. And he was one of the richest men in America at that point, self-made.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Person, you need to be physically strong, mentally strong, and you need to work as hard as possible and become financially successful. The left have money because they print money. They print money. So, of course, they have money. And we talk about, I have to mention this here, some mainstream conservatives. I don't know who a lot of these people are because they're all clowns and they're bought opposition anyway, but they were attacking me for being materialistic. You just talked about how George Washington needed money to save America. The reason young boys listen to me is because I have a private jet and a bunch of fancy cars and a big house. The reason I can inspire young men to get up and work hard and be diligent and be hardworking and disciplined is because I have such a fantastic life. If I didn't have these things, they wouldn't be inspired by me. And money is what it takes to win wars. What are we sending to Ukraine? Money! We're sending money! So to sit there and say, as conservatives, we shouldn't be materialistic, you're just buying into the garbage that the left want. They don't want any of us to have any kind of finance. Because when you have no finance, it's easy to bankrupt you. Listen, Alex, when I was the most Googled man in the world, do you think I weren't approached by a bunch of mainstream companies? I'm the most Googled man in the world amongst one of the most profitable demographics on the planet. Young men from 15 to 35. I was offered $30 million, $25 million, $45 million to sell my soul, to shut up about certain subjects and be sponsored by X company. I was offered unlimited money to be quiet, and I said no. Why? Because I already have money. You can't buy a man who already has money. And that's another thing they're very afraid of. They're afraid of people who are self-financed. That's one of the reasons they're afraid of Trump. He doesn't need your stupid donors. He doesn't need your garbage. He has his own money. And that's another thing you have to be very, very careful of and understand in this war. It's a spiritual war, but it's also a very financial war. They want the conservatives flat broke because then there's very little we can do.
What you said is so powerful, and we're totally simpatico because that's exactly what I was thinking of. $170 million, at least to Ukraine. Money is fuel in your tank. Money is the symbol of energy that allows you to have mobility. If you, your dad was a world champion chess player. I know you're a great chess player. I'm a terrible one, but I understand the game. If you couldn't move your pieces, you could never even play the game.
Correct.
So imagine if the chess pieces didn't even have energy to move. That's where they want us, isolated, back to the pod.
Absolutely. Back to the pod. So this is what we have to do to truly win this war. I believe spiritually people's minds are awakening and they're starting to understand all the MSM does is lie. Then what we have to do is make sure that everybody who follows us genuinely feels an absolute increase in the living conditions, and they feel more positive and they feel more disciplined and hardworking, and their life, their real life outside of the internet actually improves. And the third thing is, I believe I have a responsibility to try and make every single person who believes in me and follows me, helping them in every way possible, and one of them is financial. I think that's the way we win this war. I think that when all of the capital is owned by people who are sensible, then it's going to be a lot harder for them to enslave us. And unfortunately right now, the capital is owned by people who are only interested in control. And when you want to control people, you have to remove their sensibilities. Because if someone has sensibilities, they have parameters. They have limits. If you don't want people with limits, if you're in charge of the world and you want to control everybody, you want to remove their sensibility so they have no limit, so you can tell them some absolute garbage. You can tell them to put a mask on and stay in their house and be afraid of the common cold. That's what you want. So we need to make sure the people with sensibilities are as well funded as possible, are as physically strong as possible, and are as spiritually strong as possible, and are brave. And that's why people like Trump and I and you, we have a duty to God to live by example, to show that you can approach these situations with bravery. You have to be a man about all of this. Otherwise, you may as well just go get in the pod and pray they don't kill you.
Gut level, I asked you the question earlier and you elaborated on it, but you didn't specifically answer because the question was 3 minutes long. Is humanity winning right now, or are we at a stalemate? Where would you say we are?
I do believe that there's been a shift in consciousness, and I do believe we are winning. However, I can give two answers. I can give a very positive answer, and I can also give a pessimistic answer.
No, give us both. That's the way the world works. There's always two directions.
Yeah. So my pessimistic answer is as follows. I believe the people who are in charge of the world are genuinely in charge of the entire world. I believe they set up structures that allow one populace to benefit off the exploitation of another populace. I believe that the populace which is exploited is usually the most ignorant one. And I think that as we awaken and as things shift, and perhaps we don't adhere to the type of life they want us to live, as we become a thorn in their sides, they're going to rewrite the rules, and instead of exploiting other countries for the benefit of the West, they're going to start exploiting the West for the benefit of other countries, and they're simply going to shift their global finance, and they're going to shift their base of operations.
Totally agree. Reverse colonialism.
Reverse colonialism. They have no problem watching Africa burn for Europe to get rich. And most people don't understand. They also have no problem watching Europe burn for Africa to get rich. They have no problem flipping the script. They have no problem letting Europe burn. They let it get rich off Africa. Now they'll let Africa get rich off of burning Europe. They have no problem with that. And reverse colonialism, I think, is something that's really going to happen in the next 20 to 30 years. As we wake up, and as we don't want to adhere to their garbage anymore, and as we have higher standards for ourselves, they're going to sit and go, ah, these people think they're smart. Okay, we'll make them the serfs, and we'll just build up our lives somewhere else in Asia or the Middle East. I think the Middle East is going to be the most powerful area for the next 50 to 60 years, personally, is what I believe. But I think that's the pessimistic answer. The positive answer is, ultimately, I do believe we have control. I think the population has control. I think that the closer we get to sensibility and truth and honor is also the closer we get to God. I think that when enough of us band together and resist, it doesn't actually take as many people as you think to inspire the general population to stop adhering to these slave principles. And I do believe that a new age for the West is coming. I think that we are in a much better position than we were 3 or 4 short years ago. But I do also think a lot pins on 2024. So it's very interesting, the situation we're in. It's actually very interesting.
Well, I got to say this. I'm very thankful to Paul Watson. I've known for 21 years for introducing me to you like 6 years ago, and you've come to Austin.
Are they trying to hit Paul? Sorry. Are they trying to hit Paul with the same shit?
Yeah.
That they're hitting me with?
Yeah, I don't want to. Well, you, yes, they are. So it really hasn't broke yet.
So
but, I mean, it's broke, so we can talk about it. I mean, obviously, Paul's a tall, muscular, good-looking dude like you. Literally, I've known Paul for 21 years. He's been here many times, been in Europe with him. Women throw themselves at him, and they have talked to. He's a successful guy. The hundreds of women, it looks like they found one. So, yeah, they're trying the same thing.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. You offer 100 women a bribe, one of them with no soul or a bone to pick. That's all it takes. It's insane.
Absolutely.
It's scary. I feel like it's scary.
Absolutely. Well, it's their tactics. So, but I'm very glad Paul introduced me to you. When you were already successful and, you know, champion in fighting and TV shows and things, but you've exploded since then. But I got to say, you are definitely Andrew Tate 2.0. You were always a great interview, one of the best. I got to say, man, what you're saying, what you're doing is about the best thing I've heard. I mean, I think you're even topping Tucker Carlson right now with your understanding and rhetoric. So congratulations. And I guess that's what we've been told in history is a man's got to go through the fire like a sword to get even that stronger. Is that how you're feeling?
Thank you, sir. I super appreciate that. And yeah, absolutely. It's certainly very true. I believe that it's pain that teaches. I don't believe men especially can learn any way besides pain. We talk about learning a lesson the easy way or the hard way. And I'll tell you something. We've all been offered chances to learn a lesson the easy way our entire lives. And guess what? We didn't learn anything and we kept doing it. You could see it with its natural intrinsic inside of men. You'll see a man drive a car too fast and almost crash 100 times. And he won't learn his lesson until he's crashed that car. We only learn things the hard way. It's only pain that can teach a man. Every single time something bad happens to me, that's how I see it. I see it as God teaching me to make me more wise, more formidable, a more capable opponent. And that's how you have to approach life. Otherwise, how else can I make sense of all the things I've been through? And certainly I don't read very much. I don't study that
off. I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion, in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Everything I talk about are just things I learned from observation, and it's kind of interesting that the world's really not that complicated. The world's only ever been about one thing and always ever will be. It's about power. It doesn't matter if you're talking about a relationship between a man and a woman. It doesn't matter if you're talking about global economic policy. It doesn't matter if you're talking about a war in Ukraine. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. The world's always ever been about power. That's all it's going to be about to the end of human time. And they'll put all these other masks on it. They'll pretend it's about humanity and pretend it's about caring about your race or your nationality or all these other things. But truthfully, at the bottom line of all of it, it is power, and it's people trying to put together structures where they feel as empowered as possible so they can protect themselves and protect the people they care about. I'm not going to hide the fact that I want our team to have as much power as possible. And the other side, the liars, those who live under the veil of deception, they're only interested in power. It's all that we've been a power struggle since the beginning of time. Then you look at power. How do you get power over people? Well, you influence them. So now it's a battle for influence. Why are they attacking me? Because I have influence. I can influence the populace. They offered me money to sell my soul, and I said, no, I am no longer wanted in this game. I am a wild card that they're not interested in. It's always been about influence. It doesn't matter if you take tanks to a pitched battle in Ukraine and fight a pitched battle, or it doesn't matter if you lie on MSM. It's all the same thing. It's about trying to get influence over people's minds to control how they think, because then you can control how they act, which gives you power. That's the bottom line of how the entire world works. So when you sit here and some politician stands up and says, I care so much about the planet, I think the sun is too hot, stay in your house and give me all your money, it's nothing to do with the sun. It's about power.
Well, you said it, and I think there's another part of that equation. What is the destiny? What is the architecture? What is the worldview of the individual? And then how much power can they get to manifest that vision? So power is the energy source, or use a silly, you know, I never played Dungeons and Dragons, but I've read about it, strike power or whatever. So power is energy, and how much you're able to build, how much building material you have. Then there is destiny and culture and will and the type of system you want to expand. And then that's where culture comes in, and we see the globalists selling the most ugly garbage you could ever imagine, because they don't want to inspire the general public, because they know coming out of the general public is always the inventors, the scientists, the leaders, the trailblazers that have always overturned the corrupt, decadent, inbred elites when they have fulfilled their usefulness.
Well, they're at war against us. What is the primary objective of war? The primary objective of war is to destroy your enemy's capability to resist. That's the only objective. What is war? I must destroy my enemy's capability to resist. It doesn't matter if you do that with a Tomahawk missile. It doesn't matter if you do that with the stroke of a pen and a law. It doesn't matter if you do that with a mainstream media propaganda machine. By destroying your opponent's enemy to resist, your capability to resist, that is how you win a war. So when they're trying to make us depressed and weak and stupid and ignorant and fearful, they are destroying our capability to resist. They are at war against us. They don't need to shoot us with guns to
be at
war. That's
right. Their number one mission is to make us poor so they can control us and isolate us and make us depressed. And you said something about 20 minutes ago that when I heard it was such an incredible truth, and I'm going to use it as a slogan now and give you credit, I've never heard anyone say it. I've heard it said other ways about the private Federal Reserve and the IMF and the World Bank and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that they control the printing press, but it's really true. The left prints the money. The left is financed with printed money. They print. The left controls the printing of money. And
correct.
That, and so that's why they want to say, oh, how dare you sell products, or how dare you sell self-help stuff, or how dare you sell anything. We're all bad. We're all evil because we have, you know, 1 billionth of money they've stolen through fraud like magicians. They produce nothing. And now they look at all the wealth we produced upstream swimming against the current, and they say, oh, carbon taxes and regulations, we're going to shut all that down and make you only operate through us, and we're right back where George Washington was 250 years ago.
Absolutely. You just nailed it. And if they can control the money, they control the pipeline to shut you off. And once again, what is the primary objective of war? To destroy your enemy's capability to resist. If you can't make money, you can't resist. And that's exactly what they're interested in. I don't think most people understand that. There are wars happening on every single level against our own populaces and against and our countries trying to fight other populaces at the exact same time. PSYOP is a war. PSYOP is a war. Laws being passed that prevent you from living a full life is a war. It doesn't matter if it's a bullet or a stroke of a pen. If they destroy your capability to resist, then you are being defeated in a war. That's all war ever is, and life is war. We are fighting a war right now, and there's a war against our minds. They don't want anybody to be rich and brave. Those two things, rich, brave, opinionated. If you're those three things, you're a target for the system.
Well, that's right. Wealthy means mobility. It means independence. And, oh, it's okay if,
correct,
you know, the globalists steal trillions of dollars, that's okay, but if you try to teach young men and other people to be successful, you're the bad guy. So let's, in the 20, 30 minutes we've got left here with Andrew Tate, shift gears into some of the other facets of this of this world. If you pull back and think about when this interview ends and the points you wish you would have made, what are those points?
It's a really good question. And I hope when people watch me, what I truly hope is, because we all live different lives and we have different life paths, and I think that the truth is always somewhere in the middle. I'm not saying I'm 100% correct, and I'm not, you know, I do believe my enemies are 100% wrong. However, the truth is always going to be somewhere in the middle, and I like hearing different opinions. I love hearing people who disagree with me, who agree with me, who agree with me with a slightly different caveat, with other points to add. I think my primary objective is to inspire people to stand up and speak and be unapologetic in what they believe, and to make sure they work hard enough in life and go through enough pain so they've learned enough lessons so their opinions are not just waffle, but they're based on real world experiences. And I really hope everyone at home watching this feels better afterwards and understands that we only live once, and on your deathbed, you're going to regret all the things you did not say. I don't think you're going to regret the things you said nearly as much as you're going to regret the things you did not say. And you're also going to regret all the times you did not take the brave choice. If you're not sure what to do, you should take the brave option. And I think on your deathbed, you'll always be glad you were brave. And I have that peace in my heart, even when they throw me in a Romanian jail, that I know I always took the brave choice. I never took the coward's way out. I never took the easy way out, because that hurts your soul. And you're not just a person. You're also a spiritual being, and you need to do things which benefit your spirit. And it's amazing what a spirit of fire and genuine capability gives you. It's something which is tangible. It can be seen. It can be felt. It can be heard. And that all comes from doing the brave thing. So I think that I hope everybody at home feels energized. I hope they make the brave choice. I hope they believe what they say and say what they believe. And I hope they stand up for themselves. And I think that alone, along with belief in God, is enough to fix many of the problems we're discussing in society today.
Incredible. And again, this isn't like simping here, you know, to another dude, but I really do admire people that have courage under adversity. We go watch movies like Bridge Over the River Kwai, based on some of the things that happened in World War II. It's historical fiction where the Japanese are trying to break the soldiers and they don't break. We admire those people. Well, I mean, I've been following you for many years and, you know, watch your fights and your training and all of it. But most people go into prison and shrivel up and get smaller. You get out of the jail after 3 months in solitary confinement, being fed God knows what, and you're not a roid guy. You can tell you're real muscle. You look like what Arnold Schwarzenegger wished he would have when you came out of that tiny cell. I've never seen anything like that. You look like just an absolute Spartan king charging out of there. What in the hell did you do in there?
Endless push-ups. Endless. Thousands a day. And this is the truth about my message as a whole. God is going to test you, and he's going to see if you really are the man you say you are. It's easy to say you're a tough guy. Then God's going to put you in a position where you get a chance to prove you're a tough guy. I didn't miss a single day's training. I did not miss a single day's push-ups in that cell. I wasn't too depressed to train. I wasn't too sad to train, too anxious to train, too frustrated to train. I trained endlessly every single day. And it's interesting you talk about movies, because it's true. Every single hero in every single movie goes through adversity. There's never...
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And every single movie goes through adversity. There's never been a hero movie where all he does is win. No, to be a hero, you have to suffer. And this can be extrapolated out, not just about my life, but about all men out there. If you're suffering in some degree, even if you're a normal guy with a normal job, and you're suffering at your job, or you've had your heart broken because your girl left you, or whatever. If you're suffering, that's part of your hero's journey. There is no hero's journey without suffering. If you have an easy life the whole way through, you never get to be a hero. That's the whole point of being a man, is that you're supposed to suffer. You're supposed to eat pain for breakfast. You're supposed to come and grow into a better version of yourself. That's exactly what life's supposed to be about as a man. And another thing I want to say, when you mentioned that movie that inspired, that popped to my head, I find it amazing that men will sit and watch movies about prisoners of war in Japan, or watch movies about men who go to war and risk their lives, or watch all these hero movies, and they have admiration for the hero, and they believe themselves to be some version of a hero, and then they're too afraid to say no to putting on a mask. If you're not going to say no to putting on a mask, don't watch hero movies anymore, because you're certainly not a hero. You are one of the villains. You're not even one of the important villains. You're not even one of the villains with a name. You're the stupid little henchmen who get beaten up. Those guys were on screen for a flash of a second and die without consequence. Nobody even cares or mentions them again. Their family don't even get to give them a funeral. They're nobodies. You're a nobody villain. You're not even an important one. The important villains, we know their names. You're a number. You're not a name. If you're going to watch superhero movies, don't put a mask on your fucking face. And if you want to be a superhero in life, you need to understand that for 80% of the movie, you're going to suffer. For 80% of the movie, you're going to lose. Watch any superhero movie. For 80% of the movie, it is nothing but pain and frustration and difficulty. And when your life is that way, you have a chance to grow into something fantastic, and you should thank God for every difficult thing he puts in your path.
No, I agree, but perhaps you should put the Solitary Confinement workout book out. I'm serious, because we're going to find it in post. I saw it. Like a damn, you came out, you were working out, and like you had Schwarzenegger arms before you were really built, you know, a boxer, fighter. So you were, I mean, you could tell it wasn't juice muscle. Obviously, they weren't giving you juice in there. It was like, you got, like, what the hell? What was your regimen in there?
Yeah, so I knew the guards were watching me, and I'm stubborn, and I believe that every time I did push-ups and they saw me doing them, I believed in my heart it annoyed them. And I am a very stubborn man because they wanted me to be sad and broken. But every time they saw me, I was sweating and training. And every single time they check, they saw nothing but a lion who refused to stop doing push-ups. And they didn't want to do push-ups. They were too lazy. They're sitting around. They're the guards. They're not doing anything. And every single time they checked me for weeks and weeks and weeks, all I did was train. And I found the motivation to do it by knowing that it bothered them that I refused to quit. I'm stubborn like that. I don't even know if it's true. All I know is that I can adopt a mental model which makes me as competitive as possible, and I decided my push-ups bothered them, and they were the ones who were keeping me locked in a room, so I will do push-ups at them. I didn't do push-ups for me. I did push-ups at them, endlessly. If I was awake, I was doing push-ups, or I was resting, preparing for my next set, at them. It was my only weapon of defiance.
How many did you do a day?
Thousands. 1,500, 1,600 a day.
Oh, my God. Man, I remember feeling sorry for you and worried about you. And then I saw you when you boiled out of there. I was like, what the hell? I got to find the photos. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, arms that big, dude. Like, your arms went from this to like this. I mean, God almighty.
Think about a superhero movie. A man is unfairly imprisoned in a Romanian jail cell and trains so hard he emerges stronger than ever before. That is a movie. You get to live a movie as a man if all you had was some balls. Even you, think about your movie. You're literally saving the world, predicting the future. Our movies, I'm the most Googled man alive. We are living movie scripts. Why? Because we have bravery. Most men sit there and wonder why they're depressed because you don't get to live a movie. You're not the main character of anything. You're not even a secondary character in anyone else's movie. You're an unimportant nobody because you were afraid your entire life. You've lived like a coward your whole life. You were afraid of what might happen if you have some balls. And then you wonder why you're depressed. I'd be depressed if I was you. Of course, your life sucks. I'd rather go to jail as me than live free as you, because when you're free, you can't even do anything. You can't go where you want. You're broke. You can't have sex. Girls don't want you. You can't speak because no one listens. So what are you free to do? You're more in jail than I ever was. When I was in jail, I was getting thousands of love letters from beautiful women around the world. Every single tweet I put out was watched by millions of people. I wasn't in jail. I was still free.
Let's be clear. Not millions. 50 to 100 million. Stop playing it down.
50 to 100 million people, exactly. Most of these people who have lived with cowardice in an attempt to preserve their freedom aren't even free. And that's what they don't understand. They're enslaved worse than I ever have been or ever will be. My mind is free. I'm allowed to think what I want to think and say what I want to say. They have thoughts and they go, don't know if I should say that. They second guess themselves. They're their own worst enemy. Every single part of me is on my team. I have enemies who want me dead. Fine. But every single part of me, my mind, my hands, my legs, every single part of me is on my team. My body doesn't second guess itself. My mind doesn't turn on itself. We don't break and self-sabotage. There's no civil wars inside of Andrew Tate. All of us against you. All of us.
Absolutely. So what would your advice be to President Trump?
I have absolute respect for how he's handling it. I think that he needs to understand, I think he now does understand, that you can't reason with unreasonable people. I think perhaps in his last presidency he tried to be reasonable with savages, and God willing, he will win again, and he will be far more strict with issuing justice against those who are deceptive and live with lying intent. I really am praying for him. I think everybody understands what he's going through, truly everybody. But the moral arc of the universe does bend towards truth, and I pray in the end everything will work out well for him.
I agree with you on that. What do you think about the Ukraine-Russia situation?
Yeah, that's a very interesting one. I it's incredible to me. You know, and this is one of the subjects I have to be careful I talk about because I'm right on the border. It's literally a few hours away. So I have to be very careful what I say. But I will just make one comment. When we pulled out of Afghanistan, I said to Tristan, but they need a war. And Tristan goes, where? I was like, I don't know, but they need one. They need one somewhere because that's how it works. And it's kind of like a metaphor for life. It's funny. We pulled out of Afghanistan, was it 3 weeks later? Didn't take long. A few emails, boom, new war. You need a war, right? And because I have to be careful what I say about the war specifically, even though I think that sums it up, I think most people understand exactly what I'm saying, because I'm on the border of Ukraine, I will say that it's also a fantastic metaphor for life. I don't think war ever ends. It just changes. It just moves. And if you're a man and you're going through something in your life, you think, everything will be fine once this is over. You'll learn that the war has ended in one place and it started again somewhere else, and that war never ends, and we're in a constant state of war. I sit around with my brother and we talk about, man, when this is over and we finally beat this case, we're going to be so happy. But I think there'll be a new war. I think there'll be a new case or a new problem or a new difficulty or a new struggle or new pain. This is never going to end. So war never ends. It just shifts and just moves. And I think, unfortunately, as Afghanistan ended, somewhere had to be chosen. And it's not necessarily about what's right or what's wrong or what's just. It's just about the fact that it's a very unfortunate reality of this world that sometimes people just die and they don't even really know why. And that's what's happening in Ukraine.
Let's talk about your brother. I have seen him really kicking ass out there. And he's an amazing guy. Let's talk about Tristan.
I have the best brother on the planet. And he's the best brother on the planet because we are a team and we are a truly unbreakable team. And we've always been a team. I can't imagine there's never been a point in our lives we were not a team. We've been a team since the absolute beginning. And two brothers are worth 10 men. Two brothers are worth 10 friends. And that's just how we are as men. And we approach everything together. He has said to me repeatedly, they better not put you in jail without me. They better put us both in jail. If you're going to jail, I'm going to jail.
I was about to say, you couldn't see your brother. You couldn't talk to him. What was it like in jail? Let's talk about that. And then not seeing your brother that you're so close to talk about that.
Yeah, for a long time we were not together. Then we ended up in the same cell for a while. I think we all know why that was done. I think if people who understand how ops work understand why they wanted us in the same room. So we were in the same room for a little while.
So they were recording
but,
you.
You said it, Alex. But it's kind of interesting because we drew strength from the fact that we knew the other was being strong at all times. And that gives you an incredible source of strength. Like, I knew he was being a man, and he knew I was being a man. And it's amazing what groupthink can do. We talked about how destructive it can be in regards to how it can destroy civilization.
But the reverse is even more powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When enough men get in a room and get pissed off, we'll charge at machine guns. It's amazing what you can do to the male psyche. When you have men around you who are brave, we can literally go over the top of the trench. It's incredible what can happen. So that's the biggest source of strength for me and my brother. We'll walk in the same room, give each other a nod, don't even say a word, and we're instantly ready to die because we've always been that way. And I only like hanging around with men who think that way. And that's why another reason, if you want to apply it to society, one of the reasons they attack masculine friendships so heavily and try and make out like men shouldn't be friends and being friends with men is gay and all this garbage, they try and destroy it because they want men lonely. Because as a lonely man, you're much easier to kill.
By the way, that's interesting. Really? They make that joke because you love and promote men being strong.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I've